Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 5th of November, and after night of heavy showers, city looks fresh and bright this morning on 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm in spot, and cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm over the night, with temperatures ranging from low 24 to high 30, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 54%, humidity is on 91%, and pressure is 1011.80 millibars. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 32%. The weekend will pass in accelerating T-storms and forecasters that rain and thunderstorm from Saturday evening till late Monday night can lead to flooding. Today at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to an active resident assembly, an introductory meeting. But you are invited to this introductory meeting if you have already signed up for the new active resident assembly experiment or if you would like to sign up now. At Adi Shakti Laboratory for Theatre Arts and Research in Eda and Chavanadi, until Sunday we can still see the tent head. The last play directed by Vinapana Chawla and written by Vinay Kumar. But on 14 and 15 November, Saturday and Sunday, Perch presents Monkey and the Mobile, a play in English, Tamil and Malayalam. On Saturday, 7th of November at 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we are invited to an interactive session with the Tibet Policy Institute. Tibet Policy Institute, TPI, is the think tank of the Central Tibetan Administration in Dharamsala. Interaction will be led by Thubten Samphel, which is director. A group of TPI scholars will present Tibetan views on various issues concerning Tibet and Tibetans. TPI is touring South India to interact with scholars, researchers and students on issues related to Tibet, China and Indian-China relations. As we all know, the next week is Diwali, and we are invited to celebrate Diwali Festival of Light together with events for our community on Monday, 9th of November at Bharat Nivas from 6:30 p.m. onward, starting with fireworks with all our children near Sauchu. At 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, we can listen to music concert by Anna Touch Band, a joyful event with pop and rock songs. Tickets for the music concert at the auditorium are available at Solar Kitchen and Town Hall from Thursday, which is today, onward. Upasana team will be celebrating Deepavali in Upasana on Wednesday, 11th of November from 6 p.m. onward until 9 p.m. And I invite everyone to join them for light, flowers and food together. On the other hand, Solar Kitchen and Lateras will be closed on Diwali Tuesday, 10th of 11, and they wish us happy Diwali. Our bakery and bakery cafe will be closed on Tuesday, 10th of November, so you need to pick up your Tuesday order on Monday, 9th of November, and they also wish us happy Diwali. Financial Service in Town Hall will be also closed on 10th of November, which is Tuesday. But they also inform us at the same time that they will close down its servers from Friday 6th of November 9 p.m. to Saturday 7th of November 8 a.m. for maintenance. During this period, no web transfers will be possible and there will be no access to financial service online. They apologize for any inconveniences. On Monday 16th of November, we are invited at 3 p.m. to Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone for International Zone General Meeting. The International Zone Coordination Team quarterly invites us to participate in the manifestation of the dream for this zone. They aspire to propel the development of the International Zone infrastructures at all 14 focal points to prepare for the 50th anniversary of Orville. All who relate to the International Zone are invited to hold their activities around them. According to budget availability, the necessary material needed for the pavilion activities can be provided. The pavilion groups are invited to do a brief report on their activities and creative plans, if any, for the 50th anniversary of Orville. Our feedback and suggestions on the project will be needed at the meeting. If you would like to be a part of International Reading Evening in February for a festival Oro Lire, and you would like to share an extract, one page maximum of text you love from your country, whatever it is, Africa, Asia, Middle East and Eastern Europe, you can pick up a text you love and someone else will read it, or you can read it the text yourself. You can also be a reader even if you don't have choose a text. Reading workshop will be available in December and January. The first meeting is on Friday, 13th of November at 5:15 at Joy's Guest House. And the 50th anniversary preliminary planning team would like to hear from you to know what values and qualities would make the 50th anniversary meaningful for you. What would inspire you to be part of the 50th anniversary? They invite you to express your responses in 3 sentences or less by November 13th to 50th@orville.org. As we heard from Rupert some time ago, in November we will have a Mimings for Masters from 12th to 24th of November. A festival of many firsts, including its modus operandi, Miming from the Masters, is an international mime festival taking place for the first time within various mime groups worldwide and within a few states in India. It is a festival in which mimes and lovers of the silent art form gather together the world over to honor the masters of mime, living and bygone. Detailed information on schedules will be posted. And here's the reminder from the Ashakti gym. They are saying that they would like to remind everyone the shifting of the bodybuilding and fitness equipment of the previous new creation gym to the new premises in the Ashakti sports grounds was successfully completed some months ago. The Ashakti has welcomed the gym and has offered a new space. They have renovated the equipment and they are upgrading and improving this new facility slowly according to their needs and funds available. They understand this gym as one more possibility to put in practice one of our collective aims of unending education and aspiration for perfection in the physical. So this gym is open and operative, ready to receive students, adult Aurovillians, newcomers and volunteers interested to practice. But you need to contact Rajiv from the Ashakti School or Babu Vikramanandi or Joseba to get information about the timings and the conditions to join this the Ashakti gym. From the Center for the Disasters comes an information about the brain fever. Because doctors in Tamil Nadu have reported an increase in the number of patients testing positive for brain fever in the last few years, despite the state's effort to vaccinate people in high-risk areas. They differentiated between acute encephalitis syndrome, AAS, and Japanese encephalitis, JE. And these different forms of brain fever, some of them are preventable. Otherwise, encephalitis is a general term for a range of diseases that cause inflammation of the brain. JE, one of the main diseases causing AS, is a viral infection spread mainly through the Calyx mosquito bites. And since we also have an increased number of dengue and chikungunya in the area, doctors advise us that if the influenza look like symptoms are persisting for more than 2 days, we should contact the doctor to determine what kind of fever we got. So in brain fever, if you are experience of the headache and pain from sunlight, you have a stiff neck and you have some seizures, you should contact the doctors. But in general, the best cure is still the prevention. So all of us, we should work on the termination of the mosquitoes, because viral fever, brain fever, encephalitis, dengue fever, chikungunya are all related to mosquito bites. On Monday, 9th of November at 4:30 to 6 p.m., Canadian Pavilion invites us on the Revival of the Cree Nation in Northern Quebec, audiovisual presentation by Stephen Inglis. And from Oroville Film Festival, an educational outreach program also comes in invitation to see a musical fairy tale feature film by Francisco Polman, which would be screened with interaction with the director at 2 p.m. on Friday, 6th of November at Cinema Paradiso. And the title of the movie is The Crown von Arcus. Otherwise, at Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Wild Friends, Opus 2. a second film directed by Fred Fougeur, made in France in 2013, at Echo Film Club in Sedona Forest, Tomorrow at 7, Vacancies, Searching for Sugar Man, made in 2012 and directed by Malik Benjelloul. At the Fear, remember screening of V for Vendetta today at 7:30 p.m. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see The Old Gun, which is French drama made in France and Germany in 1975 by director Robert Enrico. On Saturday they will screen an international drama romance, The Black Balloon, made in Australia, UK 2008 by writer and director Elisa Down. There's no children's movie on Sunday, but at Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see drama crime Dog Day Afternoon, made in USA in 1975 by director Sidney Lumet. From The Words of the Mother, Volume 13, we read, Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that it may be also our sole occupation, and that all our actions may help us towards the single goal. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.